This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
It's a hearty morning to everyone on this, the 14th of July, and the year of our Lord 2084. No, we wish it was, but that is in the future, and we all will be dead. But someone who's not dead is my special guest, who I grabbed her and pulled her into the studio and said, please, Jane, please talk to me. Jane Mojachi, good morning.
Oh, my God.
Yes, no, it's Casper.
Because you still remember my name.
Of course I do. You're the queen, my darling.
Oh, queen of what?
Rain.
Thank you.
Oh Jane.
Yes, queen
Jane, did you pop your baby?
You know what I did?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. I pushed so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And the head come out.
Oh, my God.
After it was the leg, I felt like it was relief from heaven.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like,
yeah.
Once.
And the baby, is it still somewhere?
Oh. Okay. She's around, healthy baby, kicking alive.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh my God,
congratulations.
Look like you.
Congratulations. Like me. Oh poor
yes.
baby.
Actually, she's complexion like you.
Ah.
Yes.
What have you done? What have we done, Jane?
You remember at the time we do the kiss?
I remember.
Yeah, it's where we just connect.
Yeah, some people are so fertile.
Oh, yeah.
That the seed comes through the mouth.
Yes.
You see, and that's what happened. But we also have Charmaine here. Good morning, Charmaine.
Good morning, Cassie. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Do you want to say congratulations to Jane?
I did already. That kid is gorgeous. I want to take it with me. Oh, yeah, nom, nom, nom.
Oh, good. And Gavin, good morning.
I'm disappointed because you didn't do it like Wendy Williams does, how you usually do it. Can you do it for me, please, Charmaine?
Charmaine, please.
I don't know. How do I do it normally?
How you normally do it when you greet us. I like that because it gets me in the mood, in the CRS mood.
Are you to it? Yes.
Hello, Casper.
Good morning, live. Gavin.
Which
and then we
that?
Do have your client and our co-host, Betty Bangles. Good morning, Betty.
Hello.
Are you well, my darling?
I'm fantastic.
So here we are. Have you all said congratulations to Jane?
Congratulations, Jane.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
I think it's 10 minutes that I've been in your company.
Jane,
why do
good.
I get
you
that
look
look
well, Jane.
You know, I like Betty's hair. Oh, my God.
I like
but
yours.
Tell your face that. Because you look at me. You look at me like I'm dirt or something.
Oh, look who's choking.
And he got Niles a sight for more.
Yeah, I know that. But Jane, you are a delight. But you know that I have offered you a part of being part of our team. You know that.
I know that. I know.
And you know unofficially that you are. You just, any day you want
to
come.
I have to
on
come.
On a Friday, you must come. And you
did
can
you have that?
I heard a lot and ngilalela, ngilalela kakhulu.
Whatever you want or you don't want, I have to be here.
Yep, lapa.
Not every week, Jane, but but I mean,
I mean, oh my God.
No, but you, it would be fantastic. Because you know we all speak Afrikaans, you don't. I need a non-Afrikaans speaker.
Why so we can laugh?
Me, babe, I'm black like you, but I speak Afrikaans.
In other words, I have to try to speak Afrikaans.
Yeah, I need someone who's not Afrikaans because it's...
Ukhuluma isiZulu.
Then I can explain things to you, and you can explain things to me. You see, we learn. We feed off each other. We learn of each other. We make this country one root of one tree yes. that will blossom with yes. green leaves.
Yes.
If we look after one another, yes. feed one another.
Yes, I like that.
Otherwise, you have small little pippy millies that will not grow.
Oh.
So, how long have you been in labor?
Oh my God, 5 hours.
Jesus,
it was not that long. Yeah, because with my son it was like 24 hours.
You already got a brother, John. Jane, you carry your ears well.
Yeah, that's true, eh?
Yeah, she's got another child.
I've got 3 children, by the way.
Really?
Seriously? Oh, and I push all of them.
It's just push. It was not cesarean or water birth.
Water birth.
Yeah, they go lie in the water.
I'm not doing those things. I'm black.
But yeah. blacks, I think, do too. Like Beyonce, she was in milk and gin. Mm-mm. And then the twins came out.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm talking cuck. But they would.
Yeah, but it's a new thing, Jane. The nouveau, I suppose maybe we should say African, because I'm African, so yeah, I can speak yeah. from an African perspective.
Yeah.
It's being done now. So the younger generation, they like, yes, we're in there. Shire. Yeah,
let's do it, baby.
But what do they do? They go lie in a pool.
No, you have a control. The water in a controlled bath. The yeah. water is
controlled. So
and does the baby then come out like a fish, or does it?
No.
Or
the water come out clean, by the way.
Oh. That's not true, Jane. That water is dirty. Yeah, you're giving birth. Third, three children.
Black stuff and red stuff.
Und alles, and then the baby comes.
And then they bottle it. And call it Valpray.
Hey, but having speaking about, they do the cord now. Yeah, they.
What do they do with the cord?
They make it into tablet form, and then you that's not the cord. That's the afterbirth. The afterbirth. They make it into tablet form, and then you can use it for vitamins afterwards.
Really?
Really? Yeah.
For yourself or the baby?
For yourself. So okay. you can use that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I don't know if I want vitamins my afterbirth.
But they say it's nutritionally sound.
Is it?
I don't think I could do that. Have you seen an afterbirth? It looks like a huge piece of liver.
Yeah.
It's like goof.
That's
a used thing. It's a used thing because there's something that came first and other one after that. You see, it's a heavy thing. Because I was in labor for like 5 hours, I was feeling pain.
How does it feel?
I was screaming like hell.
How does labor peel feel? How does a peel feel? How does labor pain feel?
It's so you go horrible. And then,
yeah, it's so crazy.
You know, there's this
is like a knife?
Yeah, it's like somebody stepping you because you don't know where's the pain.
Yeah.
You know, I took all of my clothes. Because I was feeling hot, I was feeling cold at the same time, and the nurses, they've been shouting at me. They say, Jane, please, can you wear something? You're going to get cold. I was like, I don't know what I want. And other people, they just poo everywhere before they get birth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's part of the process. It's because you're pushing, especially when you're giving natural birth.
Oh, and then everything that's inside comes out.
So not necessarily everything. Some women don't. Some do.
I don't.
Some women tear.
Because I'm so lucky.
Don't.
Before, at the time I left home, I went to the toilet and I took everything out. And so I went to the hospital. But I vomit before.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
No, I mean that sarcastically. I mean,
oh my God.
But Jane, I want to ask you about your afterbirth pains. How were they? Okay, I mean, I've just had one child, so that's the only thing I can reference to.
I struggled because I had like 7 stitches.
7 species?
Yes.
Stitches.
Stitches.
Oh, I thought species.
Species.
So, no, the like the contractions, because your whole body contract, the muscles regroup and contract again, and then you get cute and tight again. So how painful was that? Because that, for me, was worse than giving birth.
Worse for me, it was when this thing, didn't come out.
What thing?
Baby.
Baby. After the baby thing, what do you call it?
Afterbirth. The liver.
What do you call
afterbirth.
Those things?
Didn't
come out. So they have to put me the drip to support. You know, that drip was so painful. Even the labor pain was much better.
Where did they put the needle in your arm?
Yeah. They put.
And it was painful.
It was painful. And wow. So they have to pull the thing.
Ugh.
And that time I opened my leg, just imagine. And they didn't want me to move. And I was bleeding like hell.
Goodness.
So they have to pull the thing, and the thing didn't want to come out.
Oh
my God. So they give me another drip to push the thing. So the thing came out. But after that, I felt a lot of pain. I couldn't even sleep by my side.
Yes, yes.
It was so hard.
You women go through hell.
Yeah, sex can make you to go hell.
I know. I know. I once didn't go to the toilet for 3 weeks. Then I I had to go to the pregnancy ward, and they had to to take the turd out like a baby. Now I'm joking.
You know what? After I get my baby, I didn't go to the toilet for 2 weeks.
Really?
Because of the stitches.
The stitches. Oh, my goodness. So not
and I was keeping on eating and eating.
Oh, you did? You should have had soup.
It was so hard for me to...
Jesus. Oh, and then maybe you should have then Brooklax or something, eh?
Then you're not supposed to take Brooklax because you're still weak.
Well, you can't sit there with a big rock that must come out.
It was like a baby.
Oh, Jane. But it was a baby.
The two of you.
The other one was a baby. The
other one.
The turd was a turd. The baby was a baby.
The baby was a baby.
Oh, well, I am glad you're here. I'm glad to speak to you. You know my door is always open, Jane.
For me.
For you.
What's with the bad looks?
Now I'm going to play you something.
That's me.
Jane, in the Dutch culture... There is, like, Holland is there, a small little country. And my mother came from Holland.
Oh, yes.
And every summer they go very crazy and they sing what they call carnival songs. It's only in summer. It's the kind of song, if you hear it, you go, oh, fleh! But at the right time, at the right place, the Dutch love it. So it's like... It's like a little bit of Monica in my life. And you go, oh, please stop that cock. But then at some stage you like that kind of thing. So I'm going to play you the hit at the moment in Holland. It is horrible, but at the same time, quite nice. Okay?
Okay.
For you, Jane.
For me?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Can you hear anything? Oh, there you go. Hoi, hoi. Zijn de heerlijk weer de Nederlanders? Heerlijk meezingen. Jee, je kolde. Potsi, motsi, rotsi. Zwaai mee met je benen. Costa del Sol. Hier zitten we met de pizza en de drol. Ja, ja, ja. Hoppa papa, sing.
Na een jaar van werken zijn we aan vakantie toe. We hebben hard gewerkt, dus we zijn een beetje moe. De telefoon gaat uit, we genieten van elkaar. We dansen op de klanken van het paard.
There's another one, but that is, wait. It's called Meid van de Straat. But remember now in Dutch, meid is a young lady. But the straat is always the straat in any culture. So now he's singing. Oh, God. Wait. Okay. Now I'm playing both. I don't want to play both. What I want to do is the Meid van de Straat. Where is she now? Oh, my God. But he accuses her of being a hoer. You know what I'm saying?
Leven met jou was een hel.
The life with you was hell.
Jij deed waar je zin in had.
You just did what you wanted to do.
'S Nachts was ik altijd alleen.
Every night I was alone.
En jij ging weer naar de stad.
You went to the city.
Ik zat vaak te wachten op jou.
I wait for you constantly.
Maar nu is mijn deur op slot.
Now my door is closed.
Je komt er nu echt niet meer in.
You're not gonna fucking get in this time, lady.
Echt te laat. Alleen maar uit geld.
Hey, hey.
Je maakt je festival.
Jij bent alleen maar een meid van de stad.
Ja, ja.
Alles om maar geld.
Je kan zo sexy dansen, Boom Boom.
Als ik kan. Oh, yaldroldoldol.
I love that.
I love that it kind of
nothing like a bit of Dutch music to get us in the mood.
Well, remember, it's common. Eh? It's not really Dutch music. It's person. Carnival music.
Oh, I thought you said common.
Carnival and common.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a cult front. And you will be our next guest.
The cult front.
There's a cult front coming. A vrou komt op pad die naweek. So trek maar warm aan.
Is it? I didn't even know that.
Yes.
Today's a bit warmer than...
Yeah, but it's coming.
Yeah, it's a nice
and don't
day.
Be caught unawares.
Thank you.
I feel a little bit of a thing in my throat.
Butter.
Weer een paraakje. Maar ik was nou ziek genoeg geweest.
Ja, yeah, exactly. Waarske
jylle nou. Betty, jy is ster nou. Dra serp. How's it going with your show?
Ek het 'n internal heater. So ek dink nie...
Ek dink nie gaan nie.
Ek is fyn met koue en so.
Okay. Ja. Well, you did your fine.
Ek het maar meestal van tyd 'n klam voorkoppie en like so 'n water feature.
Good. How's it going with your show? What's the action? What's it come out? Yeah. What's
the reaction?
Dit is amazing. Ek moet sê ek is pleasantly surprised. Die eerste episode het nou laasweek Vrydag geair en dit is regtig amazing. Ek kry boodskappe van vreemde mense op Facebook wat my message en sê geluk en dankie en ja, regtig obviously daar's daai drie tannies wat met hulle laptops TV kyk.
Ja.
En wag om ietsie te skryf en maar die meeste wat bad gecomment het is mense wat nog glad nie gekyk het nie wat sê, "O, ek gaan dit nie kyk nie."
Tipies.
Gee dit 'n kans.
Tipies.
En maar ja, ek het my ma gesê sy moet dit kyk en dis glad nie die tipe shows wat my ma kyk nie. Regardless wat ek in dit is, sy kyk nie reality shows nie. Sy kyk nie en sy kyk binnelanders.
Sy het vir jou gesê my sê ek gaan dit nie kyk.
Nee, ek het vir sy kyk dit want sy gaan beter verstaan wat ek doen. En sy het dit gekyk en sy het my gemessage en gesê sy het loved it. Sy kan nie wag vir die volgende episode nie.
Oh, great.
My tannie het my gemessage. Ek het nie gesê sy kyk dit nie. So ja, ek het gister 'n vriend het my gemessage 'n dogtertjie sy boyfriend se sissie se dog, ek weet nie waar ek pas in nie, maar sy is 11 jaar oud, het by hulle gekuier en die hele tyd vertel hy vir haar in preparation van die show en wat Betty is en so en sy het dit saam met hulle gekyk en toe die show klaar is, toe sê sy I like Betty.
Oh.
He does what he loves.
Mm.
So 'n 11-jarige kind en daar's niks vir die dit's regtig 'n family show. Ja, hy het 'n PG-16, maar eintlik met geen rede nie.
Maar dis goed dat dit so is want dan kan niemand fucking kla nie.
Ja.
Maar ja, ek hoor jy het 'n baie swak publicist.
Verskriklik hoor.
Wat is sy naam?
Sy naam is Gavin Prince.
Gavin.
Ek staan gereed met my pen. Ek gaan
pen is magtiger as 'n swaard, hoor.
Fantasties.
So what was wrong this morning? What went wrong with People magazine? You were with People magazine this morning, am I right?
Ja,
and this afternoon you
stunning. Kyk, hy laat dinge gebeur.
Ja.
Hy laat dinge gebeur.
Jy
kry interviews en jy's oral.
Woohoo.
Maar Gavin hou van die spotlight.
Dan neem my oor.
So met interview neem Gavin oor en vertel stories oor homself. Ek sit daar, ek sê, "Wie se interview is die? Jou nou myne."
And you know what? I can't even dispute it.
You guys are fun to watch. It's wonderful. My God. I this is a listening thing, but I just wish people could sit here and watch you guys because it's a feast. It's fucking amazing.
But I think every media person will now book them to see this happening. You see? This will be their thing.
You were included in this comment that I just
made. No, I know, but for them, then to be struggling for the spotlight would be great. The media will be able to. Ons moet vir Gavin Prins en Bernard Buys kry saam.
Yes.
God, en ons het ek gaan beklei. Ja, maar ek en ek. Maar, so you, what happened with you and People Magazine? It was only the cabin that took over. Did you have to be in makeup?
Nee, gelukkig
then
nie.
Then I would have been cross, hey?
Want, maar buiten, ek meen, vandag is een lang dag vir Betty.
Want, wat het die show ook
ek
nog?
Het, vanmiddag een interview op East Coast Radio, wat ek in Drag moet wees, en dan moet ek Beefcakes toe gaan vir my show vanavond daar. So as ek die People Magazine...
No. After, there's another one.
Oh, sorry, in Cape Talk, ook after East Coast Radio.
Oh my God.
And then, it's telefoonie, so that's not
it. Is East Coast Radio met die hank van die DJ?
Ja.
Wat is sy naam?
Ricardo, ek dink ek gaan as Ricky,
he's cute.
Google people, Ricardo East Coast Studio, Stereo.
Ja, East Coast. Hy is prachtig.
Hy
is prachtig.
And he's gay, eh?
He's gay, ja.
Oh, people Google.
And he's a proudly Whitney fan, kan ek sien op sy profile.
Okay, don't Google.
Ek het nie sy profile gaan stalk nie. Maar ek het gesien op sy profile.
Een mens moet daar een beetje onderzoek in gaan doen.
Excuse me, jy het een foto van hom van my gestuur. How did you get that profile picture if you didn't stalk him?
Hi,
Bob. Dis alhoewel ek jou so kry om saam te gaan.
Oh, you don't know.
Of course, I won't let the opportunity slide by.
Dear God.
Ek hoop jy luister nie.
I don't think...
Imagine.
I don't know, if you do drop in any time, I'd like to... insert something in your ear. Then ooh. I want to say that Sunday night we went to the Voice final.
Yeah,
it was quite interesting. I didn't know a bar of thingy. I thought, oh, that guy will win, but that it turned out to be Bobby van Jaarsveld. But but it was interesting.
So you're saying he has talent?
But you met Bobby Banner.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yes, good question. Ach, weet je, ek het maar so. Ach, soos enige molla, ietsie vir Bobby. Ek het ietsie vir hom. En, ach, so af en toe dan tweet ek ietsie. Wat ek om nou in CC. Net om myself visible te maak, jy weet.
CC is nou vir term van ouwe mense. Dis nie, hy sien iemand.
Ja, ek tag hom in die post.
CC.
Soos een weile terug het hy met sy skoen die knopje gedruk om te turn vir iemand. Wat hy daarvan gehou het. Toe vat ek een foto, want toe kan jy sien, dit is een size 11 skoen. Toe sê ek, I wonder if the myth is true. I reply to, en sê, I'm actually a 12.
Wow.
Ja.
What news have we got on the gay front?
O, ek het eigenlijk baie lekker nuus. Ek het lanklaas nuus van ons eie bodem gehad.
Lekker.
En die Kaap Drag Queens, nee.
Ja.
Ek meen, dis wat ek met die TV show wil doen, is om drag meer commercialized te doen.
Mm.
En hulle doen een moose goeie job in die Kaap ook. Daar is nou ook een paar van hulle wat een show doen by Artscape Theater.
Wow.
Met Solly Philander as die host van die aand. Dit is 4 en 5 Augustus, Ab Fab Drag Show.
Jy oh my goodness.
Op Competicket kaartjies gaan koop, dit is net R100. Ek meen, vir een uur en een half show, R100 een kaartjie is net.
En hoeveel
is
dit nou weer?
4 en 5 Augustus. En dit is, hulle beloof dat dit een spectacular gaan wees. Vida van Tabisher is daar, sy doen altijd sondel shows in Nysna ook, sy is amazing artist. Kat Gelardi, Angela Lamore en Tiara Wood, hulle is in een groep 3D, en dan ook Manila Von Tees, wat laas jaar second runner-up was vir is Has Got Talent. Sy tree ook op. Sy tree ook op. Sy is ook in die show. So, ja, ek meen, drag is rarig bezig om mainstream te gaan. En dis wat ons wil hê in Suid-Afrika.
Okay, so Captainians, look out at the Artscape, hey?
Artscape,
yeah. Artscape, we have the drag show 4th of August, as well as the 5th of August.
Die aand daarna.
Okay.
Ja, en praat van drag, RuPaul's Drag Race is genomineerd vir 8 Emmys.
Oh,
awesome. 8.
That's ja, amazing.
Last year
can I get an amen in here?
Amen. Gay man.
Gay man.
Last year had RuPaul gewen vir Outstanding Host of Reality Show, maar die show self was nie genomineerd nie. Sy was net in haar eie kapasiteit genomineerd en sy het gewen. En nou die show 8 nominations gekry. Onder andere host, best costumes, best casting, best make-up. So, ja.
Dis goed.
Dis rarig, rarig.
So, dis die beste ooit nog so ver.
So, vir RuPaul. Ja. Die show not so much. Ek was nie happy met die season nie.
Ja, maar jy weet, mense, normale mense, kom later eers by. Ja. Ons is extraordinary.
Maar het is amazing dat drag actually nou, mense take note, en dit word acknowledged. Ja. So, nie, ek baie, baie happy daarover.
Is dit ou nies dat hy nou getrouwd is?
Ja.
Nee, ek weet nie daarvan nie.
Ja, jy weet, ek het gemention op die show.
Kan nie alles onthou nie, Ben.
Nee, want jy het fucking luister nie na alles nie.
Nee, ek luister, ek luister. Met wie is hy getrouwd?
Some rich man who's got, acres and acres and acres. They said, land so groot soos 'n fucking countrykie. But anyway, there we go. But yeah, so he does.
Okay, so now I know that as well, and I will never, ever forget that. Have you got more news?
Ja, daar's 'n nuwe gay reality show.
Ja.
Wat nie myne nie, wat Vrydag aan 9:00 op Via is nie, kanaal 147. Daar's 'n nuwe ene. Daar's 'n nuwe gay reality show, The Abbey.
Is dit local?
Dit is oorsee, dit is dit volg die staf van LA's Hottest Gay Club, called The Abbey. En al die werke wat behind the scenes aangaan. En dit gaan op E-Entertainment Afrika gewys word. Ons sal weet nie vir hoe lank tot een of ander Wes-Afrika land gaan moun en dit afhaal word nie.
Fucking Ghana.
Maar so ver gaan dit geëer word.
But on what is it, watse kanaal is daai een? Is dit een met die uitroepteken?
Ja,
dis daai een. Het ons so een op DStv?
Ja.
Nee, hulle moet dit maar blok vir Ghana, hoor.
Ja, maar dis die ding, hulle kan nie, want U is een wat die hele Afrika deurwys. Waar sekere kanale is net soos Afrika.
Hoe kan hulle voorskryf?
Exactly.
Knip hulle dan af. Soos 'n fucking nuwe naalstring en geef hulle 'n vitamin tabletjie daarvan. Yeah. You know? That's what I say.
Is Ghana ook anti-gay?
Oh, they are
die
so anti-gay. Uganda
weet ek vir my. Ek het nie gedoog Ghana nie. Ek weet, so and you can be gay, but you can't practice it.
Yeah. Something like that.
Well, when is it airing?
And you can watch a McDonald's and not eat it.
Later this month.
And it's called Abbey. Abbey, the word.
The Abbey.
The Abbey.
Ek gaan dadelijk Google.
Google dit, maak 'n dinges in jou dinges. You've got something here, Charmaine, to light and up our Friday.
I do?
You
she's got something.
Oh, my God.
And she said she's got... So I'm going to ask you to do... I just want to look for some... Let me play a sting, and then you read us that wonderful thing you got there. Hang on.
Nee, wacht, hey. Geef me mijn tijd. Nee, wacht, hey, man. Jok, is hier, geef me mijn tijd. Kan niet, jok. Oké, gooi.
Schiet een kleine kaartje in die nana. Listening to Charmaine Harris.
Ek wil net sê, jy maak my naam gat. So, my goal for 2016 was to lose just 10 pounds. Only 15 to go. Kry jy dit?
Gavin vang hom nie.
Ek dacht, dit is genuine. Is dit 'n grap?
Sy wil 10 verloor, sy het nog 15 om te gaan. Is dit?
Oh my lord!
Oh, Gavin. Ja.
Moment of silence for Gavin.
No bullying. We are not going to bully anybody. No bullying.
What else have you got to tell us?
Well,
just slowly for Gavin.
I will sign.
Okay, so how to prepare tofu? A, throw it in the trash.
Yeah.
B, grill some meat.
I like
that. What's that?
Again, he didn't understand.
Kevin dink dat hy snacks.
Nee, hy dink glad nie.
Dis nie dat ek dink is snacks, ek vang het nie.
Nee, maar hy is die type wat dink tofu is lekker.
Tofu isn't nice, you throw it away and eat meat. That's the joke.
Okay,
next. Okay, nice. would you get this one? I just did a
probably not.
I just did a week's worth of cardio after walking into a spider web. That was Betty.
You got it. Oh my God, another one. Have you got more?
My booty deal.
I love it.
Tell me something that I can understand.
Yeah, what the fuck? You understand? The guy walked into a spider web. So he was doing this. He's doing a cardio workout.
Okay.
You can't think outside the box, eh?
It's the monster I had before.
Okay, you have kids, so you're going to get this one.
Please,
kids, God help.
Kids today don't know how easy they have it. When I was young, and I'm like 53, I had to walk 9 feet through shag carpet to change the TV channel.
You understand?
9 feet through a shag carpet but to change the channel.
Because they did not have remotes.
Oh.
So, they had to walk on a carpet.
Oh my God.
Okay, so
you know that shaggy carpet that we had?
Yeah.
Yes.
Bosse,
yeah.
I had now 200 schot and a muur gevind daar. It was all about that.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah.
How does one go for classes where you can buy you a big skerk and board.
I think you should go.
I think you're tired. So
I think the monster did it for him. Okay, I've got this one. Maybe he will understand this. Okay?
Please.
It's actually facts. And it says here that they have tested the Chinese with alcohol, what they drink, what they eat. They have tested the Italians. They've tested the Spanish, the Americans, and the English. And every time they test them...
All of them or just the last
everyone,
two?
Everyone. Mm-hmm. They, on the intake of why do they live so long? Because the Americans and the English die sooner than Italians, Chinese, the Spanish. And so they found out you mustn't speak English. I think you think
Bernard, kom terug.
Bernard opgepakt.
Sorry, ek was net gauw besig hier.
Besig met wat?
Met sy app top.
Oh my God.
Vertel een bietjie van my van Walkhaven too.
Walkhaven, oh my, yeah. Like, sure, ek is nog in, like, I'm still in...
You're still there in the spinner rock, eh?
Yeah.
Shame.
But in Walkhaven, that is just close to my house, we've got the dog paradise. I used to take my dogs there, but I don't have to anymore because I'm staying in my own paradise. But they have got a wonderful day for people who are lonely with a dog and cramped for space, eh?
But this place, can I just say that this place is special because that is where I met my Cassie for the first time.
That's me.
That's you.
Mm. I'm Vera Suri Leister.
Nee, gaan nie, ek sê, man. Why don't you go back, crawl back into your laptop while we run the show?
And you was talking about Jane's nails.
They're having a claw at Walkhaven.
A claw?
Claw, C-L-A-W.
Yeah,
that stands for community-led animal welfare.
Oh, I thought they were having a beach session.
So that's nice tomorrow. That's on Sunday. From Sunday the 23rd, from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. at the Walkhaven Dog Park.
And what are they all going to do there?
So you can at this. So 30 rand gets you in, and at the event you can yoga with your dog.
I thought you said yodel.
Yeah, and walk around the dam because there's like a big dam.
Yeah,
do you have to take...
Oppas en frislange.
Frislangeke.
Yeah, slangekes,
okay, that's like some people are like, okay, we're not going anymore.
There's going to be a speed painting show.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Will there be someone who brings the poop scoop or must you bring your own poop scoop?
They've got papers there rolled up and you may just take it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the dog as well.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was for the dog. My bad. And
just like a whole lot of fun. There's like, this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's loads of other exciting activities happening there. So if you're a dog lovers out there, take your dog. Just 30 rand.
Yay! That's going to be fun.
I'm actually like thinking of taking my dogs, but the little Layla won't behave herself.
Okay. Layla.
Sy sal jouself gedra nie.
Askiesie.
Mm.
Moet 'n bietjie vir Cassie vra van kinders leer.
That's moving on to a next subject. Eric Janssen won a nomination for the Comics Choice Awards. I was there this week. I didn't want one.
But you didn't want to win one.
No, I did actually, because after I won, after I won the Lifetime Achievement Award, I got the taste of winning.
You on a roll.
My darling, I entered in every category. And I wasn't nominated for one.
Oh my goodness.
Even our show was entered for a nomination for Best Friend of Comedy. No nomination. Hmm. Best Comedian of the Year, no nomination. Best One-Man Show, no nomination. Best Show by a Guy Who Does Not Speak English, no nomination.
Oh my God.
You got that.
Yes, I got that.
You got that.
High five. I'm learning.
The big winners in the nomination pool is Celeste Ntuli and Skumba. They were nominated for fucking everything.
Oh my God.
And our own Eric Janssen from the Thingy Show with the comedy show, yeah? He was nominated for Best New Act.
Oh.
And he got the most applause, eh?
Is it?
Yeah. When people are mentioning the name, they said, Chacha Goba, Songo Kiki, Eric Janssen.
Yay!
Wow.
I think he's going to win it.
Amazeballs. Amazeballs.
Oh, okay.
What the fuck? Oh.
See, Cast also didn't get that.
No, I didn't get that amazeballs. I didn't hear what the hell she was saying.
That's another accent.
She said, kijk voor die fools. Well, we got Rian here. Do you see him?
Wie is Rian?
Kevin, sê jy nou vir my. Terwyl ons deur die spinnerakke in die kak geloop. I want to see whether you concentrate. Who is Rian van Wyk? Don't you know?
Terrible. I haven't been on the show for a while.
No, don't look cock.
It is. It's a true story.
Bernard, wie true is story. Rian van Wyk?
Please.
Rian van Wyk bring altyd vir jou die mans waar jy so drool en kwyl.
The dancer.
Yeah. Oh my God.
There you go.
Kevin,
wie loop
hier in? Rian. Hallo Rian, welkom by ons. Jy is sommer al lewendig.
Hoe gaan dit julle?
Nee, baie goed, dankie.
So lekker om julle te sien weer.
Laas week het ook, moet sê, dankie vir julle Hannes en almal met dis baie standing show laas week oor die rock and roll. I loved it. Yeah, I loved it. I learned about things I never knew about, like pigs squealing fucking heavy metal. But that meant there wasn't a Mr. or Miss Sexy Dance. And now we're back again with that.
Yay.
Amazing. How you doing?
How you doing?
Wat het jy vir ons op jou sleeve?
Okay, vandag het ons iets baie spesiaal. Ons het a Latin couple.
Ja.
Hulle is...
Praat hulle Afrikaans?
Ja, wel, hulle is kom van Pretoria.
O, so hulle is nie Latin.
Hulle is Latin dancers.
Ja,
so,
ja. Okay. En hulle is currently die Suid-Afrikaanse kampioene. En Ryan Hammond het actually Strictly Come Dancing gewen.
Awesome.
So, ons het a great.
Het hy gewen as a danser?
Ja, hy het mos nou...
Wie was sy slep? Ons sal nou by hom
uitvat, ja.
So hy is a dansdanser.
Ja, nee, ek het, die eerste keer dat ek hom sien dans het was in 1993.
Uh-huh. That's a wild.
So, en toe
he
was hy al
klaar, champ.
So hy is amazing. Jylle gaan vandag iets phenomenaal sien.
And are they usually together?
Yes. Dis dieselfde soos wat ons gehad het. Hulle toer oral oor die wêreld. Hulle het my net vertel hulle gaan Holland toe en dan gaan hulle oor oral op verskillende plekkies toe.
Tell me, can they hear outside?
Yeah. Yeah, they can hear.
Can they hear now?
Yes, they can hear.
Okay. So I think la 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 la. Okay, that's a Dutch song. So, Banner, do you know what's happening now? You must clean your sweaty hands and go outside as the pervert cameraman. Remember more shots of the man.
Who's the pervert?
Exactly. Exactly. I don't know what you're talking about, sir. I don't know, Constable. Now, I must go to Facebook, Banner, and then what must I do, my friend?
Then you go to Facebook Live.
Yeah. They go to publish, hey? Publish. I go live video. You see, I am so I'm so jammed.
Heb jy ooit 'n titel gegee vir dit?
Hier is my titel. Sê hom vir al.
Ooh, it's a skerp hulle gedruk vanmôre.
Titel se naam is Pink.
Sexy Dance. And we're going to call it Latin, hey?
That's it.
Latin.
Oh my goodness, this is the first time I'm part of this. I'm so excited.
Can you up like that?
So if you are on the internet, Suma, open, keep this window open for Cliff Central. Go to the Facebook, Casper De Vries Facebook page, the fan page, and we are actually going live now. I just want to get people to come. Come, come, come into our world. Let me show the magic of Latin dance. Couldn't really? Be magic now. Not one person yet. Now. Live. Not one person. Now. One person. Four. Into my world. Could this be the magic? Nine people. At last. Back to seven. Okay. So yes, Bernard. And he is... I don't know what... Okay, so Bernard, you're going to go. But you can walk and talk, okay? Otherwise, people think there's a problem with it. I mean, as you walk, talk.
Okay. Walk and talk.
We're going to... Okay, now Bernard, Betty Bangles is actually walking with the camera. We are going through now to the dancers. We're going to check with them whether they can hear us and, of course, whether they're ready. And when they are, you press your button, Rian.
Got it.
I haven't asked you to do that for a long time.
Back to base.
Oh, that.
Yeah. So it looks like they're all happy. People happy on day. Facebook. And here we go. First up, do it again. But where are you now? What? Okay. She doesn't. And oh, look at that. Hand on the bum. Hand on the leg. Wow. all, eh? They still got energy.
Good question.
Look at that. Such a lot of energy.
And energy between them. Oh, welcome.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Wow.
Snoei die lelies mos af met 'n flosdraad. Cameron, will you get up for the beautiful lady, and
yes,
the Bernard, will you get up for the beautiful man? Thank you, Bernard.
Oh, finish. Radio.
Ending live video. You did it well, Bernard.
Ach, baie dankie.
And
it's moeilik om hulle in frame te hou die hele tyd, want hulle was soos marmotte oor ons op die mat.
Hulle was baie. Hallo julle, welkom. Will you introduce us?
Hallo julle. Well done, guys. This is Ryan and Angelique.
Ryan and Angelique. That was fantastic.
Thank you so much. I'm going to pretend I'm not out of breath. I need to breathe.
That's
amazing.
I cannot
believe it. Because we were commenting on how energetic it was. Because like if you do a head turn, you commit to that, you see. You can put the earphones on if you want to. Then you commit to it. So it wasn't just like turning. It was like everything has got energy. That was fantastic. How long have you been dancing?
Yo, I've been dancing all my life for about, 30 years basically, since I was 7 years old, give away my
wow.
age. So I'm not a young dancer, but
yeah,
I've got Angelique to keep me young.
Yeah. Do you know each other?
We just met
biblically.
News Cafe.
Not biblically.
No.
You were fantastic. It's like you've been dancing forever.
Yeah, we've both been dancing since we were very young.
Yeah, but you too. The thingy was good.
The connection is amazing.
Yeah, what do you call that? What's the word?
Dating.
No, man.
Spark.
Come on, someone send me that word.
The chemistry.
Yes.
Oh, bite the right.
It's a scientific word, chemistry. The chemistry between you two were fantastic. Now, how many people do come to do Latin training, to be a Latin dancer? Do they come young or?
We get all ages. A big rage at the moment is for couples to come for help with their wedding dance. It's so much fun. And
yes,
we get the
course.
Privilege of sharing that moment with them, helping them create something that they can remember.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And then often, we also obviously teach young kids. But with the men, unfortunately, they often wake up a little bit too late. They're normally like in varsity or in work.
And
then they finally go, I want to dance. And if we could get them a little bit younger, we could turn them into champions.
But then the groundwork has not been done yet.
Yeah. Mm.
But don't men traditionally think that it's so gay to dance?
Yeah, of course.
In the South African culture, in such a sporty country and things like
that. Yeah, especially here, you're right.
And you know,
especially
I think but a lot of the exposure that the dancing's getting... Sorry, I'm still out of breath.
That's okay.
The exposure that the dancing's getting and the TV exposure that the dancing's getting really brings the men into the studio and shows them that... It's
that
for
it's
everybody.
Hard.
And
it's hard. And I mean, I watched you guys. You were hot. I didn't look at you.
I'm lying.
You were both hot.
Angelique, so you're a professional, no? So have you been on Who's Dancing Now or whatever the stuck programs now?
Strictly Come Dancing.
No, unfortunately. I was overseas every time that was on. Yeah.
Are they still going to do it again?
Yeah, hopefully it'll come
okay,
back.
But then you are in line.
We'll get it on. We'll get it.
Because you're one of the professionals.
Yes, I've done 4 seasons
and
of
you've
Strictly
won.
Come Dancing. And I won it with the gorgeous and talented Zakia Patel, who's an actress and from the film Material and The Wilds. And
I know exactly.
She's busy. She was amazing to work with because she had this likable attitude, a likable sort of personality that everyone enjoyed to watch.
Okay.
And she was a hard worker and obviously talented. So I was lucky with that one.
Have you people got like a presence on the internet? Do you have a link you can give me or something that we can tell our listeners? I nearly said readers.
My mother, Beverly, started a dance studio.
Hello, Beth.
Hello, Mom. Hello. And Rian actually reminded me that once he watched me at a little after party after one of our theatre shows, he watched me flip my mother and backflip. She's 60 years old and beautiful. But I flipped over and
I couldn't believe it. He flipped his mom.
You still flip your mom?
Yeah, yes. It's a little party trick. After a few adult beverages at a wedding, mom gets flipped.
Yo.
But, you shouldn't flip off your mom. But
you bring Beverly to our end of the year show and you can flip her.
Oh yes. Okay, we'll do that. Okay. So she started the studio 30 years ago. So that became my after school center. Come back from school.
Fantastic. That's what you do.
And it's called the Beverly Hammond Dance School.
Okay.
And it's in Pretoria East.
You're like a Patrick Swayze.
Pretoria East. West Pretoria East.
You've got Menlyn and Gasfontein and Moreletta Park.
Okay, and Menlyn's beginning to be big, eh?
Yeah.
And you, Angelique, where do you stay?
I also stay in Pretoria.
Pretoria.
East,
oh my God, I'm so sorry.
I actually grew up in Pretoria Noord.
Lekker broer. Ek het groot geword in Pretoria, Silverton, Meyerspark daar.
Ja, okay. In Acacia.
Ah yes. Okay, we've got something in common.
Yeah,
and you tell him about the story you told me.
I was just saying to Rian earlier when I was a little girl, I think I was 9 or 10 years old, we used to like to go to the Montana flea market. And there was always on a weekend some up-and-coming singer doing a show. And I love to dance. And then once Casper was there doing something.
No, no. Did I do markets?
I can't remember.
Did I say yes to a flea market?
Yeah, you were on the stage doing something, some comedy. And I decided I need to be a part of this show.
Aww.
So I just went on stage. And we had a little sockie on stage.
Really?
I think we should recreate that one.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah, first I need a psychologist and someone who can... Where's Andre, the hilarious hypnotiseur, to just get me to... Because I can't remember it anymore.
You know, there is a journey to greatness. So that was part of your paraphernalia, isn't it? Yeah.
And Ryan, tell us about your trip coming up, the couple of competitions coming up in the next year.
Yeah, so I've done... been fortunate enough to represent South Africa many occasions in world championships and big British Open championships and things like that. Then came back and found a partner right in my hometown,
very
in Victoria.
Cool.
But we're going to the Dutch Open. It's going to be our first
international
comp.
Yes! Together!
Heel goed!
We're actually dancing in a theatre production called Shall We Dance in Durban. And it's actually one of the longest running theatre productions in South Africa.
25 years it's been running.
So
that's
incredible.
September
anniversary. Great privilege, of the show, and then in February we're going to Denmark.
And performing in the Copenhagen Open.
Copenhagen! Fantastic!
So my brother and his partner live there. They also represent South Africa in competitions, but they're based in Denmark because she's Danish. And so the whole family dances.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. You must enjoy it, eh?
You're probably going to be the most beautiful girl there.
Yes! We are playing very common Dutch music today, and we're going to play one again, the same song for the third time, to get you in the mood for the Dutch summer.
Woo.
And I can't hear a word. The Dutch summer. Cue guitar for fuck's sake.
Mooie stranden, maar na de in de kroeg belanden.
So that was for the third time, the Hola de la Zola. Now I'm playing this for a specific reason, and you'll find out just now. So, no, it's not Celine Dion who's back in Titanic 2. This is an old folk song, I think. We'll hear now what it is. But Bernard and I went to see a wonderful play on Wednesday. Who is flipping the mic? And Bernard, you enjoyed it with me, hey? What was it called? What? What was it called?
The Mystery of Irma Vep.
Yeah, it was. And it was so funny.
It was really... I didn't know what to expect, really. I had an idea, but... Firstly, I don't really like plays. I don't... If they don't sing, I don't go.
Okay, that's a nice thing.
But it was amazing.
Yeah?
Sharp, sharp comedy. Stupid comedy. Silly comedy. It's like a bit of everything rolled up in one. And yeah, it was just fantastic.
And the song was featured in that play in a very funny way. Do you remember?
I missed that.
Did you miss the singing? Do you remember the singing?
Yes, I missed. No, I remember the singing.
It was this
beautiful singing.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, it was very funny.
Yeah. When they started with the second song, I cracked up.
Yeah, because completely. Then you're beyond silly.
Yeah.
Then you're just totally in a, you know, in a, that party mood where you can't stop laughing. It was fantastic. But this isn't. Remember, they were singing, not as well as this. And now I've got to do a couple of things. Yes, I must multitask now. Okay, so this is playing. I'm putting the mics on now. I've got to play. Just hang on, I must play it. We got... Oh, wait. Okay, this is... This is for you, Bernard. Hang on, this is for you. You know, I don't like plays.
Casper's Radio Show. Culture.
Ooh, that you still love him is amazing.
We got... We got...
This show is so professional. It's like amazing.
Aren't you on your way out?
Please don't go.
I have to go. Interviews, you know.
Oh, God, yeah. Of course, you're so famed now.
Can you just shut up? I'm playing extra special.
Fuck, sorry.
And we sound so unprofessional.
I'm a leaf.
And this rose thing must also go. Enjoy, Bernard. Enjoy, Gavin.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Yella.
Hi, Leafies.
Now at last. Our...
guest.
Special.
There you go. The mouse was also a bit sticky, so nothing wanted to work. Right. Guests. Is Jonathan Rocksmith and Wesley Lauder. Hello.
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 They sound so demure.
Yeah.
They're demure because
morning
they,
voice. Morning voice.
Hello. They work hello. Very hard at night. They play 750 characters, 170 costume changes, into the same characters and back and flip and flap and flop.
That's
and
like it's you're exaggerating, right?
Well, a bit. They can tell okay. us the true facts. And it's got an interval, so they work very hard. Mm. But the interval is necessary. You know why? Because afterwards, we are all silly.
Mm.
You've got to lay that groundwork in the first half, unfortunately.
Yeah.
People go, mm-hmm. And so then the second half is like
oh,
a
yeah.
charm.
Yeah. yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's really a good, funny production. How did you hear about this? Was it through Yaku, or did you know this play?
I did know the play.
Yeah.
The producer Yaku and the director Elisma, unbeknownst to me, had read the script many, many years ago and loved it. I knew of the play, and I suggested it to the two of them out of the blue. And they were like, well, it's funny you said that, because we were reading it as well.
Okay. So for people who didn't know, this is the smooth, velvety chocolate voice of Jonathan Rocksmith. That's him.
The bronchitis.
The bronchi. But it sounds nice. That's what's nice about colds. It sounds sexy.
It's like, yes, and smokers' voice have the same thing.
But it looks horrible. And Wesley, you were so funny.
Thank you.
You did a dame, you did a stable boy, you did an Egyptian, you did a mummy, and that was all before the play. And then you
That's his warm-up.
That's my warm-up, yeah.
So sketch us a little bit of the background of this. I'm going to play this to point you in the right direction.
Okay.
Just hang on, because I've got to now, while I'm here, I've got to do, oh, this is nice. Now I can do this. I can take the mic with me. I usually do this, and then it's a fuck up. But now I'm here.
Wasn't it always like that, Cassie?
It
that
was.
You could take it with you?
I know. Here, listen to this. So this is the clue for the background, and then here you go. Do you know what this is?
No.
It's a Penny Dreadful.
Oh, it's Penny Dreadful, yeah. Of course. The last time I watched Penny Dreadful was years ago.
I know, but it was just a clue.
Yeah. Well, it is. The Mystery of Irma Vip is a young Penny Dreadful.
Penny Dreadful being a style.
Yes, being a style, and it comes from the Victorian London, when there was like a series of comics that would come out weekly, not necessarily like Marvel comics, but like little stories that would come out weekly, and they usually centered around very sort of fantastical creatures like ghouls and vampires and things, and you would pay a penny per week in order to read the school or to read this little Penny Dreadful. And
it's kind of like in the days when CNA used to do part work.
So yes,
once
yes.
a week down to the newsagent and pick one up,
and then you sort of build your collection. And The Mystery of Irma Vip is a Penny Dreadful in that Charles Ludlam, who wrote the script, decided to take these stories, these fantastical stories of werewolves and ghouls and vampires and mummies and relics and Egyptian tombs and things, and sort of put it all into one and write a story about those things. And what's so cool about it is that it's a two-hander, and we play eight characters between the two of us for each, and we have a party on stage. But I mean, if you want to know what the story is of the Mystery of Irma Vip, basically
we don't know, actually.
We don't even know what the story is.
Yeah. But it's all those elements.
Yeah.
It's got all the elements of the Penny Dreadful, of the Victorian stage. It's very, very funny. And I want to come and see it again, because it's one of those plays where there are things that you latch onto and you will say for the rest of your life.
Yes.
Like, how do you say years as the man?
Yars.
Yars. Like that. You see, I will now write this down and forever say yars.
And the Scottish maid doesn't say wolf, she says wolf.
Mm. The wolf, yeah. And you, with your fucking... he tastes the tea or something, and then you turn your back. Is it because you want to laugh or not?
No.
It looked like it.
No, I sometimes I have to, because Wesley knows how to make me laugh. And then he'll put something in that he doesn't normally.
I gathered.
And I just thought, you bastard.
You went, and turned to the furnace.
I suddenly become very preoccupied with dusting. Thank God she's a maid, because I can cover up. But last night was the first time I've corpsed properly in the entire show.
I wasn't there. What happened?
Well, it was exactly that scene. Jane continually tries to poison Lady Enid.
Yes.
Unsuccessfully, because her metabolism is such and her size is such that she can just swallow anything.
Yeah.
It's fine. Lucky for Lord Edgar. And it got to the point where I, by mistake, put too much tea into the jug. And if you put too much in, he has to down it in one gulp.
Oh,
and when there's too much, it just comes out the sides of his mouth.
And he just did that.
Well, no, it mm-hmm. didn't. We didn't. You know, Casper, we didn't even get there, because as I saw the mug was full, I thought, oh God. And then in my head, I saw what might happen.
And I just started laughing uncontrollably. And we waited for about 10 seconds while I pulled myself towards myself. Wesley became preoccupied with the cushions. And we carried on. And the audience, I think, had a moment where they thought, huh? Well, this was weird as it was, but that was really weird.
That was really weird. That was the weirdest part.
And what's cool about the show is that, I mean, if there is this very, very tiny corpse moment, I suppose the show allows for that. But so early in the show, I don't know, I think...
You can't.
Not
but
so early in the show.
Say, we must laugh, you know, and because the audience is there to laugh. We're there to just tell the story.
Yeah.
Whether we think it's funny or not is not the point.
It's irrelevant.
The audience always will. And I think... At the moment, in terms of theatre, you know, you say to somebody, I'm doing a play, and people go, plays. Yeah. This is not just a play.
No.
This is a mad... We kind of liken it to Family Guy. Mm. You know, Family Guy, that sort of style of humour where there's a joke and it keeps going.
Mm.
And you can't believe they went that far with that joke, but they did anyway.
They did. They went on and on. And then what is nice is you cut to the next scene... And you do, and then you other characters.
Yeah.
And then you start, what they start doing, Charmaine, what's very funny, is they start, say, for instance, Wesley plays, what's the stable boy's name, Eric?
Nicodemus.
Nicodemus and Lady Enid.
Yes.
He plays those two characters.
Mm-hmm.
Then Nicodemus says to Jonathan, I want to see Lady Enid, which Wesley also plays. Then Jonathan, as his character, say, no, you can't. You can't see her at the same time, you know, because you are playing that character. So that in-joke is also there. So it's very, very funny. Anything that you want to contribute to this amazing conversation?
No. I mean, I was just wondering whether these are schizophrenic characters or
what. I wonder
what?
If it's your style of humor. I think you would like
really
it.
I don't really have a style of humor.
You'd like silly?
Do you know what I don't like? I don't like it when people are like, I don't know, like when they use, when it's over the top, like when they use their bodies and it's like you're supposed to laugh.
Okay,
and
I don't
lots of TV for you to watch.
Should come, yeah.
No.
I don't think this is for you.
Don't you?
It is basically quite slapsticky.
If we had to explain it to somebody who didn't know what it was, if you take Downton Abbey and the Twilight Saga, and you put them together, and then you had to put it on in a mental institution.
Okay,
yes,
that's our play.
Yeah,
okay,
it's
so
absolutely mad because the tagline is full frontal lunacy.
I would be able to take, but when it's just plain slapstick,
just for the sake of,
there's
a reason for everything we do, and I think the fact that it's two characters, it's two guys playing. Two women and two men and two fantastical creatures and a ghost and a vampire and a this and a that. You actually buy into it because already the convention is such that, okay, this is a silly night in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Accept that before we start the show.
Yeah.
Because the reason you're here is because you find plays boring. This is not just a play.
This is not a play.
This is Shakespeare with a strap on, in a sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, last night, a lovely lady said, oh, this must be what LSD feels like.
Exactly. Exactly. The second half, for all, particularly, it's so funny because they set it up. They work very hard. Now, this is show, when does it run until?
We're running until the 30th of July.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we go to Cape Town for 3 weeks.
Oh, lucky Cape Townians. Rita, gaan kyk vir hulle, bring weer wyn.
She does. She really does. I met her the last time. It was wonderful.
That's why I'm telling her. And I'll come again because I
but don't sit so close this time.
But I can see when you want to call. I can see.
But you put us off because I look at you and when you're not laughing, I think he hates it.
Yes. Yes.
He hates this show. He hates us.
Really? Have you got time to watch me?
That's all I look at.
I loved it. I loved it.
But it's terrifying. When you're doing comedy and you have a comedian in the audience, you always get extra nervous because you go, well, they know what's funny. And if they're not laughing, then I'm not funny. It's that weird logic that happens in a performance head.
Yeah. But even if I was not enjoying it, I would have acted as if I would, because it would be so rude to sit there with a stone face, which I wanted to do. But no, I didn't. I loved it. I loved it. I'm coming again. Fuck, who says that?
I'm going with you.
A couple of men says that. You're coming with me.
I'm going with you because I'm intrigued now.
Okay, good. Now, before we go on, we have sections in the show. This one section, Charmaine knows about it. She went to therapy because of this section.
That's why I'm interested in what they're doing on stage, because of that madness.
It's a woman who helps us with English.
Oh, God.
And we stopped halfway last time, remember?
No, you made us sit through the whole fucking thing.
No, we are going to sit through it. And we're going to listen, and we're going to, because it is the basic, simple things in life that we need to learn.
Jewelry. Jewelry. Again, we've got an extra vowel here that we don't need to pronounce. We don't say jewelry.
No.
Jewelry.
It's just jewelry.
We do say that in the show.
And actually, in American English, the spelling is slightly different to the British and the Australian version. And the American version should help you to pronounce this word more correctly.
Oh.
Jewelry.
Don't they have jewelry?
Jewelry.
We have jewelry here in South Africa.
Architecture.
Do they spell it J-E-W-R-L?
Architecture. This one is so often mispronounced.
No.
I hear architecture.
No. Where did you hear that?
I don't know where you hear that.
Which is incorrect. Okay. The C-H
have you guys
sound
never heard that?
Is
no.
A
okay.
Sound like in cat.
I have.
Architecture.
Architect.
Yeah.
It's not the same CH sound that you hear in words like chocolate.
That's very English.
CH. It's a k sound. And there are quite a few English words that actually have this same pronunciation of the CH combination. Words like stomach and ache. The CH in all of these words is pronounced like a K sound.
Is she Australian?
Enthusiastic.
Sounds like it.
Not enthusiastic or enthusiastic.
Who does this woman hang out with? Seriously.
Enthusiastic. You have to work harder to get this one correct.
Yeah.
What speaking?
So what you need to do is break down this word.
Oh, she can really gonna break it down.
Start with the first syllable.
M.
Where is your tongue? What's it doing on that final consonant?
It's behind it.
Behind the teeth, eh?
Yeah.
It's at the top of your mouth. And the N sound is made back in the soft palate. It's a nasal sound. And to move to the TH sound, you need to, of course, bring your tongue down and out through your teeth.
That's like Nicodemus.
And
I always had it up, yes.
And
the tongue must come out through the middle of your teeth.
There's a rule.
This word, and you'll say enthusiastic or enthusiastic.
Enthusiastic. She's with the French now.
Enthusiastic.
Another three syllables.
Breaking that down for you.
Okay.
Enthusiastic.
Thank you.
Now you're going to be enthusiastic about using that word.
Jesus.
That was a brilliant segue.
That was such a nice segue.
Wow.
But she made this noise. Now, we didn't quite hear. It was... Did you hear? Did you hear? She went...
Did you not hear that?
I didn't.
I did. I was like, okay. That's kinky.
So I thought... what we could do with that kind of sound is I could go look for a sex song and put her, dub her over it with that which I did, and it worked.
Darling, I am shaking.
Yeah, there.
In my limbs, I made a fire. And then all heaven is revealed. You are my one desire.
Now she goes.
I cannot hold my thought.
My friend,
she's having a good time. What's happening?
Who is she? What's her name?
She's enthusiastic. That's who she is.
And all the time,
I think the pizzicato strings are a nice touch. It gives an elegance, I feel. Our director just messaged. She says she's listening. She just found out that we corpsed last night.
Oh, God.
I got a punch on face on what's this? WhatsApp.
Corpse is when you laugh, people. It's nothing
when you
to do
shouldn't.
With the date. Yeah, when you shouldn't. Oh my God. Okay. This woman, really, it made it. I'm going to do this more often and put her voice to sexy songs.
Do you What's have
ironic
a name
is
for her?
She doesn't sound enthusiastic when she goes, It sounds like when somebody's talking to you, you want them to hurry up and go,
Yeah.
Exactly like that, Wesley. Thank you.
Yeah. So, do you feel it, honey? Now, this play, the author has died. In the 80s.
Yes.
Okay. So, what did he write? I didn't know him before this Omar Webb.
He pioneered something called the Theatre of the Ridiculous.
Yeah. Ah, I love it.
And what that basically means is, I mean, he wrote Omar Webb in 84.
Mm.
And they were looking for a new style of theatre off Broadway. So it wasn't mainstream. It was really alternate and sort of Salvador Dali-esque. But what he decided is he wanted to create a style of theatre that the audience had never seen before. That didn't require logic or everyday life. You could do anything and everything as long as it didn't make sense.
Okay.
So lots of his writing involves a plot that is so convoluted and complicated. You actually halfway through you go, I don't know what's going on, but I'm loving watching it.
Yes.
And that's the point. So it gives the actors a platform to indulge in the ridiculous, but to still keep an audience engaged with the story, if that makes sense. So what's been great is some of our, and I use this term very loosely, critics, bless them, have said, I loved the show. I thought Wesley and Jonathan were very, very funny. The set's gorgeous. The lighting's great. The comedy is really funny, blah, 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 blah. That sounds like a good review.
Yeah, it's happening.
It does. Illusion. They then say, but I didn't understand the plot because this and this and that. And then what they do is in the review, they lay out the plot.
Don't do it.
Therefore, if you were able to write what the plot is, it means you understood the plot.
Yeah,
so why are you telling us you didn't understand?
It's just so nice about the plot because there happens something in the story that you forget about.
Yes.
And then it comes back again and then you go, oh, yeah.
Exactly.
It's fantastic.
Exactly.
It's wonderful, wonderful. And the style in which you play it, of course, is also the melodrama and that, you know, that kind of house interior. What kind of style is that?
Our director calls it is a silent movie with words.
It's that sort of
black and white. So lots of hand acting and eye acting, you know. So
sorry about
like
that, Charmaine. Hand acting.
No. But wait. let's get serious here.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, if it's just plain slapstick, just because somebody up to the age of 15 will understand it all the way through, then you know. So I'm saying there is space for something else.
You've already.
So, I don't
duck the hole. You can't get out of it.
I'm used to him. Don't worry about it.
So, unfortunately, Gavin and Bernard had something to say. I asked them, and I forgot about it. So they're gone now. But I know that Wesley and Jonathan can stand in for them. So I've got to play, but they will know exactly. They will actually do it better than Gavin or Bernard.
Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige sampioensaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
Yummy, yum yum. Now.
She's enthusiastic.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What did you say?
She's enthusiastic.
Oh, say it again.
She's enthusiastic.
That's nice. Okay, everyone.
She's enthusiastic.
Later this year, there will be a song that will resound. I don't know if you can do that. Say that through the valleys of Gauteng, and it will be. Don't cry for me, Argentina, from Evita. You see, Jermaine.
Yeah.
Do you know the musical?
I know the song.
Well, I asked Gavin to tell us about Evita Peron, and I asked Benna to talk about the musical. Mm-hmm. But I think we got them here. They're both fundies. So that's Wesley and Jonathan. And Jonathan is actually... Are you going to be in Evita? Are you going to be Evita, Wesley?
You know, I actually gave the role up, so
that's very gracious of you.
Yeah, I thought I didn't want to. I didn't. You know, it's time for someone else to shine as Ava. So,
I think that scene in the second half where you come out naked.
Yes.
If you do that on the balcony,
then it makes sense. What she's saying: "Don't cry
for me."
Me.
Yes.
Don't shriek, Argentina. But you're going to play Shay, which is
right.
A device. It's a commentator. He was a well-known public figure, but he's set in the musical as sort of a
narrator,
skeptic
sort of thing.
Narrator.
Yeah, pretty much the same thing that Judas does in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Exactly.
Which will be really, really interesting because the whole show, I mean, the story of Evita is about a corrupt government, essentially. And whilst I don't necessarily want to get overly political... I think we have some common ground to watch Evita.
We do.
So that's going to be really cool, especially we have a really exciting person coming over from overseas to play Ava. Her name is Emma Kingston.
Okay, she's
from London's West End.
Oh.
And she was personally selected by Lord Webber.
By the Lord.
All three principal roles were selected by Lord Webber personally.
Did the Lord choose you?
The Lord chose me.
You can be so fortunate. Is this the same Harold Prince director?
Yes. Yes, Harold Prince, who directed
Good Lord,
Cabaret, Sweeney Todd, The Phantom of the Opera, and Evita. We're going to meet him. We're going to meet this legend. And if he comes, who knows, maybe, you know, Mr. Webber and Mr. Rice might join as well.
As well? Yeah, exactly. Ah, that's going to be...
Could be exciting.
Imagine them sitting there.
Imagine that photograph in the theater.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Jeez. But now... There is a song that's a theme that goes throughout the whole musical. By the way, it doesn't matter that I say this, but let me just say, for me, that is my personal favorite Andrew Lloyd Webber musical is Evita. I know.
Oh, really?
I know it so well.
Beautiful.
I know it so well. Oh, no, that's Chess. But I love it. So I've got a little bit of it here, which we will start, and then I'll shut up. But you see, what happens here? She's dead. Giveaway! Sorry, she dies.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, that's the word I was looking for. Of what did she die, Wesley?
Was it cancer?
Yes. You're right, 2 points.
Thank you.
And the play starts with a funeral.
Yes.
Out of the throng of people, we have the Jonathan Rocksmith character coming out and say, look at the circus, look at the show that Argentina put on for Evita Peron. And Argentinians were a little bit pissed off with this musical. Why?
Well, they saw it quite not blasphemous, but there was a huge bone of contention that some of it was fictionalized. She wasn't that bad, you know, because what Tim Rice and Andrew Webber do in the musical is they say this lady started out as a radio star. Then she was an actress.
Mm.
Then she was photographed by millions, and millions saw her because
you hear
of that
this,
medium.
Charmaine. You hear this. This is your path, yeah? Radio star,
and
actress.
Then all of a sudden, she meets Colonel Peron, who didn't overthrow the government, but he wormed his way in. Became president. Mm. But he became like a puppet, and she was the one controlling everything because she was corrupt. That's what they allege, and that's what they said is not true.
Yeah, she
but
is
if you go
saint.
Back into the facts, it kind of is true.
Yeah. And which is why this is so nice, because it's sentimental, and her image as the saint. This beautiful melody. But the Jonathan Rocksmith, who's not Jonathan Rocksmith here on this recording, is going to come out of the people just now. If we can just get rid of those fucking children. Oh my God. Are you going to do the Madonna song as well?
You Must Love Me.
Yeah.
That
song's back in the it's not back. It is in the musical now.
That production is what was originally on Broadway in the 70s. It's the full production.
With You Must Love Him.
They've added that, yes.
Yeah. That's what they added. So that lady from England's going to sing that.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Now I need the Shay character, please. Here he comes. Oi! Oi! Oi!
Oh, what a circus! Oh, what a show! Argentina has gone to town over the death of an actress called Eva Perón. We've all gone crazy, mourning all day and mourning all night, falling over ourselves to get off of the misery right. Oh, what an exit, that's how to go when they're ringing your curtain down. Demand to be buried like Eva Perón. It's quite a sunset and good for the country. In a roundabout way, we've made the front.
Do you know your words already?
I know this song.
But you don't know everything
I
yet.
Don't know many words at the moment because with all of... What's the name of yourself?
Again, because I was masked sorry. By my own mind. No, you can talk, Jonathan. This is silence.
I can't multitask. The reason I haven't really learnt much else is because the words in VEP, there are so many words... And so specific, I don't really have space in the hard drive at the moment.
Because this MRVEP takes a lot of space, I suppose. And when did you learn that? That was already in your head when you did your one-man show.
Yeah. That we were rehearsing that.
There was a bit of a crazy time. We were rehearsing MRVEP in the day and then rehearsing the concert.
Okay, because you were director of
that. He was directing, yes.
See how talty melotted they are.
No, the word is affordable. that's the word. But it is a challenge in that, you know, we were singing in the evenings and performing, you know, play stuff in the mornings. Oh,
don't do that, Shemaine.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
And then that was the microphone, by the way, everybody. That wasn't.
Yeah, that's Shemaine farting.
I do better than that.
It's actually slant sock van dag.
I know.
But it's,
you were saying?
What was cool is it was nice to laugh again. Mm. Because the musicals are great, but you do a lot of disengaging because the music is there. Mm. So you can just sit back while the song goes.
Yes.
Whereas to go back to the roots of theatre, where you know we do a play where you have to listen and engage. And as an audience, because we don't wear mics in IrmaVep,
yes,
they really have to listen.
They have.
And what's amazing is that first 10 minutes, people go, Lord, they aren't mic'd. Then they really lean forward. And 20 minutes in, you notice how quiet that theatre is. Because people are leaning
listening
forward
now.
And listening and participating. Because we've forgotten, you know, we don't have many plays on anymore. And we've forgotten how to sit in a theatre and watch a play. It's
listen
not the same
to
as a
the
musical.
Normal human voice.
You have a role to play. And that's what's really cool. Because people come out of VEP and they say, oh, wow, I really didn't anticipate being involved in the show. But because I was really in it, I didn't breathe for 2 hours. And that's amazing because people, it's like new again.
Yeah.
And everything old is new again, as they say. And it's really cool to watch people come back to the theatre as it always was before microphones, which is, I'm loving, enjoying that.
Imagine operas where those people had to sing their adenoids out.
Over the orchestra.
Yeah.
And they could.
And they could do it. We can't now. So now we can't do it. It's impossible.
We can't try. That's the problem.
There is a thing here called Amusing Muse, and it's time that we play that again. You know, of course, Shemaine, that this is, I think, it's Lord Rocksmith now.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering about
because
it
he
earlier.
Was a thoughts. He was a friend of the show. Then he became a fucking sir. Then he became a lord. So he's a lord.
So
now.
Have you knighted
now,
him already?
He has, but now he's going to become the Order of the Garter.
Oh.
While Wesley
I'm OG.
Have I made you fart yet?
You've knighted me as well.
Oh my God! So you are
forgot.
Now Lord Lauder.
Lord Lauder.
You're Lord Lauder and the Order of the Garter.
Yes.
I don't have appropriate music. Let me just see. Let me go to another show and just play whatever they've got.
I love a synth brass.
The sugar daddies out there. This one goes out to you. Yeah, you.
I hereby pronounce you Lord Rocksmith with the order of the garter. Keep it, spread it, and respect it.
Thank you for your support. I shall wear it always.
So Wesley, Lorder, you are hereby denighted and enlightened. Enlightened. Again with my sword on your shoulder.
Thank you. Well,
it's resting nicely there. And I make you Lord. Pronounce you Lord Lorder. And it's a beautiful name. I think you should keep it. It's a DJ name. Anything to say, Lord Lorder?
I thank you from the bottom of my bowels.
From the bottom of my bowels? I don't know who this was. I must get back to my own folder now. Otherwise, we're fucked. Where's that amusing news? We're going to play this now. It's where I ask you questions. Charmaine loves it.
I hate it.
But why, Charmaine?
Because I get nervous when people... It's like writing a test. I'm just one of those individuals that I go like, oh! You know?
I must play something before because I can't find it. Hang on. I did see it here because we did load it because last time I didn't have it and then I sang it. You know, I hated to be so unprofessional. Okay, so now we're going to go cold. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Amusing Muse. Like Lord, just looked at the clock. Yes, it is good evening. You might be in another zone, but here where we are, it's evening forever. So, here are your questions. Let me just get my equilibrium back. There we go. Why is Donald Trump Jr. in the shit?
Charmaine.
I don't know. That kid is so young. Can he be in the shit already?
Is he still in nappies?
No, not that young one. The other one.
The
young one is barren.
Those people who kill...
wildlife. That one. Why is Donald Trump Jr. in the shit?
He had an affair.
With a rhino.
Nearly. It starts with an R.
Russians.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What, didn't he have ties to... there was a contract or something. I saw something about this on Twitter yesterday, actually.
That's what I want. I want to see how savvy you are with social media. So obviously Wesley doesn't read a fucking thing.
Okay. Except a Hell Prince biography. Everybody's looking into this room going, why are they laughing like that? What can possibly be that funny?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Being rude to Wesley. That is what is funny.
That is what is funny.
Yes. Okay. No, there was something to do with the Russians. He had contact with him, or he had... There was something, and it came out. I glanced at it, because every time I see Trump now on Twitter, I block it out. I just can't anymore.
You would be fired from CNN if you said this kind of thing now on air, because it's too vague. But you're right.
Yes.
He got contacted by a common guy who said he's got a Russian contact who wants to give him, Donald Trump Jr., info on Hillary Clinton.
Thank you.
And it's info that the Russian government has. And he answered an email, please come see me. So he released all this email now because it came out. So he colluded with... Mm-hmm. Obviously, or he intended to collude with the Russian government.
He had a meeting with a Russian lawyer.
Wow.
Did you just Google?
No. Yes. Listener, our director who's listening in just messaged us.
She was the woman, and she came in with whatever. Doesn't matter anymore. He's in the shit. Tip. Masai Posey is the greatest witch hunt in the history of American politics. He did say that about himself as well. So he's repeating. Now, what did scientists do with their E. coli bacteria? Is it E. coli?
E. coli.
I don't want to lie here, people. I want to speak the truth. It's E. coli bacteria. What did they do this week? People, is this
wasn't it a potential cure for cancer?
No,
it was one of those studies they found it took down the membranes of cells, of cancer cells.
No, you're too intellectual now.
It was something about that.
No, it's not that.
Not that, okay.
You know what they did? I don't know how they did it. Mm-hmm. They made like a film, those old films. If you go, and it's like someone walking with a bookie. They took the bacteria and got them to gallop like a horse. The DNA of the E. coli.
So we.
Oh, don't look at my answer.
Okay.
So
they couldn't help us find a cure for something, but they can make bacteria look like a horse.
They can make E. coli.
What a time to
gallop.
Be alive.
Gallop.
Gallop like a horse.
Wow. What a time.
They must have a big budget, eh?
And a lot of time.
Mm. What is more disgusting than rotting fish?
Eating it?
Mm. Could be. But it's not. Let me help you. Mm-hmm. It was said by a group that is more disgusting than rotten fish. The group who said that were predominantly straight men.
Oh, yes, I read this. Mm. It was at Gay Men Kissing.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. They said that?
Yes.
They said that, the bastards.
Yes.
Wow. They got away with it?
Well, yeah. In some parts of the world, you can get away with that.
Like America.
Know? Yeah. And now, good news. What did the Church of England do? What did the Church do?
Oh.
Remember our theme that we were just on? Nothing with fish, though. But with the other one.
Was it gay marriage?
No. That they've done. I don't know if that. No. No. Somewhere you can marry in a church. I think it's Denmark. I'm not sure. But what they've done is they banned forever gay conversion.
Oh, that's yes.
So that they show you a picture of a prick and then they electrocute your anus. That's out.
That's good.
Yeah.
Sounds lovely.
Out now.
Oh my God.
Okay.
It's a Wednesday in Melville.
With a side of rotten fish. Who won the Eurovision Song Contest this year?
The?
Eurovision.
Sorry. I've said it so many times. I'm simply lazy. Who won the Eurovision Song Contest this year?
You know, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. It was the first time this country won ever. As a good, upright gay man, you should know this.
Yes.
Very I know shame. You told me, but I can't remember.
Was it Norway?
No way.
No way.
No, it's that country where the women are smelly.
You didn't just say that.
No, I didn't. Portugal. In the joke.
Stop that. Stop what? That right now. It's Portugal.
Yeah, they won. Oh, yeah. That's right. Two
we
more
just had
points.
A Portuguese festival at Monte Cassino 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we did.
And I think 10,000 people came.
Yeah.
And there was one part where they all were dancing and everybody raised their arms. And well, it looked like she had Brian May in a headlock. It's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Oh, good. I love it.
Love a little Britain reference.
Mm-hmm. Now, Thomas Jefferson was a president of the United States, but he invented something. It's something you would never imagine he invented. It's something we use every day.
Paperclips.
Nearly. It's that kind of silly. Yeah. Think. Think what you got in your house that you use every day.
Door handle.
Umper.
Kettle.
When you wake up, where do you go?
The toilet.
No, okay, well, after you pissed. To go to where?
The kitchen.
No.
The bed. The bathroom.
The wardrobe.
Oh, to put on a wardrobe handle. A hanger.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh. I didn't know that.
Yes. He had a big hanger over. No, he invented the wooden hanger, not the plastic one. That was invented
in China.
No, by American as well. O. North. was his name. Oh, yeah. North.
Was it Ollie North?
Ollie, no, that was not the Nicaragua Ollie. It's another North. Maybe it's his great-great-great-grandfather who invented the hanger. But Thomas Jefferson was first. Two more questions. The world's biggest island. Come, we must know this.
Island.
No, not Ireland. Island. Not Ireland, Ireland.
It's not Greenland.
Island, Ireland. Yes, you're right. Yes. 2 points. And then it is Greenland for those who are slow. Shemaine, it's Greenland.
I got it the first time you said that, bitch.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to say the question, and we're going to see who answers first between Jonathan and Wesley. Who wrote the musical for Sweet Charity?
Cy Coleman.
Yes!
The music or musical?
I was nervous I said musical. Okay. But he understood me. Did you know Cy Coleman?
Yes.
And because I mispronounced, you didn't know what was going on.
That's all right, don't worry about it. I mispronounce every day.
I'm so sorry.
Come see the show.
Come see the show.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, fantastic. Now, that song you sing, is it really The Last Rose of England?
Last Rose of Summer.
Oh, fuck. Okay, The Rose of England was Diana. Now, is it old, that song?
Very. Yes. And there's a couple of beautiful Weergawe from...
Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, it's more dark or what?
Yeah, of course.
Do you sing the dark Poe one or not? What do you sing?
No, we sing the... I think we sing the... all I know is it's an F major.
Okay.
No, it's an E flat now. Oh, we've taken it down.
Oh, we've taken it down. It's an E flat now.
E flat.
Oh, little industry in joke. Oh, keys. Yeah. Yeah. No.
You do pitch.
I have it? No. You pitch.
Do you have it?
No, I don't.
What?
I have my script here, but no.
Yeah, why do you have your script here?
It's in my bag.
Why? He always has to just... He's not secure yet.
I'm not secure yet.
Well, when I was there, you did interrupt him twice, where you should have waited, Wesley. You came in too quickly.
I'm irrelevant, though, in the bigger scheme of things. You know?
Well, the thing is,
it's his show.
But only I noticed.
Yeah, but she does interrupt him.
No, but this was Wesley's fault.
Oh.
Well.
It's because I wasn't listening.
No, no, no.
Because acting is?
Reacting.
Man, listening.
Listening.
Yes.
See?
Simpatico, hey.
It's until the 30th of July.
That's it right. Is.
Oh, man. I'm going to come again. Is it okay?
Please do.
These are movies that is like, what do you call movies that are gold movies but not been heard of?
Cult.
No. Unseen.
Treasures.
Treasures of the Sierra Madre. And they are from 2017. So if you've seen any of these movies, tell me. If you haven't, write down. You at home as well. Yeah, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you there at the computer.
I think half the listeners just went, oh my God, he can see us.
Jermaine, won't you come and look if we got messages? Because I can't do this. Because if I do this, Jermaine, I'm here.
Oh, you just moved that bloody mic.
Oh no, man. Do you remember? I see your name and it's spelled correctly. So you gotta be, girl, you gotta be so happy. Okay, I'm gonna give you my mic. Can you read that shit? Hello, I'm here on your mic now. And then you're on my mic.
Let's see where they start from. Where
I don't know. Are, don't read the sex show or the other show, just us.
Oh.
Okay, the first movie
there
is...
There are quite a few, though.
What are you doing now? Oh, reading the messages, okay.
Yeah. I think this is the most messages we ever got. Normally, we
really?
Just get three.
Mm-hmm. It's because it's Jonathan and Wesley.
Yeah.
And we didn't even say our number, eh?
Yeah, I know, we didn't. Okay, so
for those
some
that would
of
like to know, the number is 079-748-2090. Wesley, WhatsApp us. Go on.
Wesley, if you can do that as Miss Enid.
For those of you who don't know, it's 079-748-2090.
Dormicus, the stable boy.
Dormicus.
079-748-2090.
And the Scott?
If you'd very much like to text us, it's 079-748-2090.
Oh, we love it, and the Lord.
Yes, of course. If you'd like to WhatsApp us, it's 079-748-2090.
If that didn't sell the show, I don't know, people. Book. What did they say?
Okay, so there's no name. Oh, there's getting...
No, we don't know names.
What's up, guys? Currently listening from Uganda. Oh. I'm doing work God. Here. We were talking about the gays. Here we go. they go. They're not blocking me from listening to you now in hideous fucking gay.
Gay.
Love the show, guys. Keep on... and it's Lee.
Oh, Lee.
Thank you, Lee.
Good luck there. Hey, draw. Jy dan maar rokke, jong God, hulle gaan jou vang.
Betty Bangles is geskryf as mentioned on Casper Radio and Clip Central. Book now, Ab Fab Drag on Compute Ticket.
Okay, we don't want
to... That one. The Age of Smart Internet Bots and Virtual Reality. Listen to our expert.
No, that's not us.
Better seen ours. Tune in to online now for an hour's chat behind the scenes with Jonathan Rocks and at...
It's me, Swine. That's my Twitter handle.
Is that yours? Okay.
I think that's a Cliff Central message.
Good afternoon, darlings, guys.
Hello.
You have stars in Hannah, Shimei, Gavin and Betty. The show is in very capable hands when you're away.
Fuck off. Who's
that? I love your ensemble. Catch you on the podcast later, Eloise.
Oh, Eloise.
Hello, Eloise.
Eloise.
Thank you, man. That woman must be Australian.
I hope it's over now because we don't have much time.
This actually, like I said, it's like the freaking most we've ever gone. Okay, well, let's leave it there then.
No. I like it.
No, there's nothing more.
Okay, lovely. Okay, now you go.
That one. Okay.
Now, I'm going to tell you movies and you see if you say if you've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Prevenge.
No.
Okay, make a note. Chuck.
Yes.
You've seen it, the Rocky guy who was really the Rocky guy.
No, I'm lying.
It's called Chuck. Velocity of Z,
Velocity of Z. Didn't it just come out?
Yeah, but no one watched it. This is movies. This is movies that no one watched and are very good movies.
Okay, I haven't seen it, but
Velocity of Z, Prevenge Chuck, The Transfiguration.
No.
About vampires, if you want to see
Damn.
Them.
Damn, would have liked to see that.
The Devil's Candy.
No.
That's about cock. Then, No, it's not. Then T2 Trainspotting.
I haven't seen it, but I'm going to.
It's wonderful. I Don't Feel at Home in This World Anymore. Netflix.
Is it the title of...
Yeah.
Really?
That's what I say every night. But
it's pretty dark.
So remember that. Write it down. Dick to Graves. Apparently fantastic.
Okay.
It's a... What? A girl's brother who reanimates the girl or whatever. Dick to Graves. And then Colossal. Mm-mm. Back to the Devil's Candy. Now, Colossal is a sci-fi comedy. So it's like a off the beaten track. And then there's Raw, a French movie about cannibalism. That should be a hoot.
Sure.
No. Spell?
Friday Night Viewing.
R-A-W.
Raw. Not Raw. That's Raw. Land of Mine, Danish.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I pointing at you?
I don't know. Do you want to Danish?
I think I know why, because the guy who sat there earlier has a brother who lives in Denmark.
Denmark.
That's how quickly I don't focus. Yeah, you're right. And then there's from Iran, or Iran, to the toilet. Iran has a kind of movie, The Salesman, apparently very good. It's about the salesman of Arthur Miller, Death of a Salesman.
Oh.
And they're trying to... food this up in Iran, and it's like a whole, it's very arty-farty, but apparently it's fantastic. And then movies we can look forward to this year are the remake of Flatliners,
no.
The Foreigner,
no.
Marshall,
no.
Stronger,
no.
American Assassin,
no.
Kidnap,
no.
Brixby Bear,
no.
And First Kill.
I'm looking forward to It.
Oh yeah, is it with Ryan Reynolds now? Who's playing to Curry Sport?
I don't know, but
the young guy.
He's a young gentleman, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the trailers look lovely.
Yeah.
It.
Do you watch horrors on your own or?
I do. This morning.
I can't.
At about 8 o'clock I watched 9 Inch Nails 20-minute little short film called Broken, which is incredibly violent. I didn't realize.
Is it on Emeo or video or
it's
YouTube?
On archive.org. They've actually taken it off the internet, but someone leaked it recently. So
is it really that violent?
It's quite violent. Very violent.
Like Game of Thrones violent? Or
more.
Oh, really?
But that's violent. I'm talking about horror.
Yeah, well, I mean, violent horror, gore, blood, I love it. Look,
I love it all.
Yeah. But you do like marathons with your housemate, don't
you? With Rage.
I would watch it with a housemate.
Yeah, well, I mean, I watch it by myself, but what we're doing at the moment is we're watching the 25 most, like the 25, top 25 horror movies
do
of
tell,
all time.
Do tell.
Well, I mean, you know, it's of their time, so the ones that we've done so far is... Yeah. Jaws.
Okay, yeah. Jaws, I found. Can I just lay my egg now? Because this is not my show, and then I always want to chip in and just be fucking lame. So Jaws, I found a little bit boring after 1975, but yeah.
Yes. What was it? We've seen Jaws, and we've seen The Babadook, and we've done...
What?
The Babadook.
The Babadook. There we go. Babadook.
Is that like a barber who wears a duke?
You're close, but no cigar. And what else? We've done many. We've done American we've done Psycho, obviously.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wee, yes. wee. Yeah.
And the nearest boy, I asked for your...
but I like to discuss it. Discuss it. Have you seen... Do you know Sam Raimi? Sam Raimi.
No.
Oh, if I can pronounce his name. It's a horror on its own, his name, eh? Sam Raimi. He did... The first Spider-Man's years ago, before all this fucking reboot. And then he did Drag Me to Hell.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, fuck, you must see that, Wesley. Oh, you jump, man. You fucking... It's one of those where you got the lingering shot of a car in a car park. It's all quiet.
And then...
The guy climbs into the car, closes the door, look into the mirror. All of a sudden... You know? Do you like that?
I do.
Yeah. I think the scariest one I've seen recently is Rosemary's Baby. Yeah,
really?
That was fucked
original
up.
One.
Well, yeah, that was fucked.
Yeah, no, I saw that as well. That's a good movie.
Yeah, no, it is.
Because, it's a nice story. he writes nice stories, that guy, Levine or someone. He wrote The Boys from Brazil and Stepford Wives as well.
Okay.
More horrors?
Well... We actually, with preparation for VEP, we actually went and watched all the movies that are referenced in Irma VEP.
Go and see Rebecca.
Which is very interesting. Yeah, Rebecca's a really cool one.
The Hitchcock I've heard about Rebecca, but I haven't watched it. Is it like melodrama?
Yes.
Totally.
Oh, fantastic.
Rebecca, Nosferatu.
Nosferatu.
Oh, Nosferatu.
That's the long fingers.
Yeah.
That one?
Wuthering Heights. Laurence Olivier.
Yeah. Good. I've never seen it. Just the Kate Bush song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the one with the werewolf?
The old one.
We have a werewolf in the show as well.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen it, but I've seen the other three.
Oh, I can't remember the movie there. Okay.
But it's old. Oh, yeah.
Also, Adam's Family.
Yeah.
Bit of Adam's Family in
gothic,
the show as
gothic,
well.
Gothic, yeah, it's lovely.
And then what was the other one we watched as reference? Good Grief.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Good Grief, yeah.
But these are more references to that style of acting and stuff.
Yeah, well, the thing is, Charles Ludden took, Rebecca, like, The Mystery of Irma Vep is loosely based on the movie Rebecca.
Ah, I'm going to watch it.
And you'll see a lot of the story in it, and you'll see a lot of the characters as well. Right. Lady Enid is there, Jane is there, Lord Edgar's there. So, I mean, you know, our interpretations are obviously different, but, like, it's all there, Rebecca, the Hitchcock movie. And
You do recognize... Hitchcock movie. Okay.
Yeah.
You do recognize all the stars. I mean, at one stage, there's a body, I want to say that, and there's the other actor lamenting to heaven about this body. It's so fucking well done. I wanted to say funny, but I said fucking. It's so fun.
Put that on the poster. Mm. Fucking well done.
Fucking well done.
Okay. Well, it's time to say goodbye. So we have to just say again that this show is called The Legend of Rebecca von Einstein. No, it's called
The Mystery of Irma Vep.
Yes, and what a mystery it is, people. What a chuckle, what a laugh, and how well executed by these two lords in front of me. And it's still the 30th of July at the Monte Cassino Theatre at Peter's Jury. I start talking like
and
that.
And before people think it's the studio theatre upstairs,
it's not.
So if you're in a wheelchair, if you're slightly older, you can still come. There's
you
no
can
excuse.
Still, we'll wheel you in there.
Exactly.
And you might at one stage run out if you're in a wheelchair. But it's just a quick shock.
Yes.
I'm so funny today. So, Charmaine, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Jonathan, always a pleasure, darling.
Thank you.
Wesley, respect.
Thank you.
You're so funny.
Thank you.
Now, the Eurovision Song Contest, what did I say? Eurovision Song Contest.
Yes.
Was won by?
Portugal.
But that's not the point. 2 years ago, there was a guy from Belgium, and he had a wonderful entry. And then he sang a song, and that song didn't come anywhere. Then he re-released a CD this year, a month ago. I love the CD. I'm going to play the song. I'm not laughing. I'm laughing because I'm not well. The song is actually very tragic. So I don't know why I'm laughing. This the first song. It's called Self Aut. God, nou dis nie eens gou hier kyk. Ek wil nou reg iets spreek vir die man. Self Autocracy. Self Autocracy. What would that be?
Where you're your own society, I suppose. Mm. Or you're your own sense of government.
I don't know.
Autocracy.
Autocracy.
I don't know.
Self Autocracy.
Unless it's self love. Self-acceptance, self-guidance, self-leading. Jump in, Wes, anytime. Self-effacing, selfish. I tell you what it is. Self-inflicting. It's enthusiastic.
It's enthusiastic.
It's enthusiastic.
Maybe it's self-love.
Why do they call masturbation in the ocean selfish? Bye-bye, Yella.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Remember the Irma Vip, the thing.
The mystery of Irma Vip.
Mystery.
Bookings through CompuTicket. Or at the Monte Cassino box office, 011-511-1988. Do it.
Do it now. The mystery of Irma. Who is she? Why is she? Where has she been?
And come and find out.
This is autocracy, no? Self-ocracy.
My mother told me not to go near mirrors, for it seems that one day a young boy died through looking at himself for too long. People say that they are ravenous, that they hunger for perfect reflections, that their insatiable appetites can even kill. Many are those among us who lose themselves in mirrors. Too many who only live for appearances. Aware that he is not the fairest of all, man is jealous and evil. And aware that he is not the ugliest of all, man is boastful and arrogant. The mirrors distort us. They hatch outsized egos inside us, selfish, self-centered. This is what they are reflecting from mankind. Why help someone if his misfortune allows us to advance? Mother told me not to go near mirrors, because it would seem that the more we look in them, the more our ears stop listening and our eyes stop seeing that the world continues to revolve around us. Welcome to Selfocracy.
This is CliffCentral.com.